There is one crop grown here in the Red River Valley that is high value. It is also high risk and requires expertise in what you, and some really expensive equipment. But there's the expertise of North Dakota State University and University of Minnesota potato extension expert Andy Robinson. Hey, Andy.
Hey, Mick.
You were in Jamestown yesterday to talk to the guys out there growing irrigated potatoes. What'd you talk about?
So we talked about a few different things. One of the things potato growers are concerned about is the new dicamba soybeans. So just giving them some ideas and some thoughts on how to protect their crop because it is a high-value crop, like you said.
Yeah. Now, isn't the accountability in the lap of the soybean grower, though?
It would be in the applicator, yes. But yeah. I think it's just important that the growers understand what's going on and what they can do to prevent, you know, such issues from happening. So things like communicating with your neighbors, registering your fields on the sensitive crop registry map so when applicators go out to spray they can see where those are at. But the good thing about potatoes on the label is they are one of the high value crops listed, so if it's downwind from an application, an applicator cannot spray.
All right, and is there like a period or is there a certain wind speed that will prevent spraying?
You just have to read the label specifically. There's two of them out there right now.
Right.
There's the Extendamax as well as the Ingenia, and they both have specific regulations on them on what wind speeds you can spray in.
Okay, very good. We'll do that. You put out a new extension, you know, tests varieties of all the corn, the beans, the wheat, all kinds of things. And I understand you got a new cultivar variety plot results for potatoes.
That's right. Yeah, we actually have one from this last season we just published from an irrigated site looking at about 20 different red skin potatoes. And there's about 6 different yellow skin potatoes. The data that's shown for 2016 is from Big Lake, Minnesota. We had a trial in Crystal, North Dakota, but that got a little too much water and lost about 80% of those, so we weren't able to get any meaningful data out of that.
Oh, and the 20% that were left, were they any good?
It was just scattered through the field.
Oh.
Most of the seed rotted.
Wow. So you kind
of wasn't any data there to capture.
Now, in a test plot, you don't get crop insurance or anything like that. You just kind of say, "Oop, it's a big everything's lost."
Nope.
Or, yeah,
you're right. It's just a loss, but it happens from year to year.
Yeah.
Or, you know, once in a while, and that's okay. That's just part of the research. That's why there's the re in front of the search, because you're redoing it.
Okay. Yeah, it is. It's science at its best and sometimes at its worst. So you get good data.
You betcha.
Yeah. Next week up at the International Crop Expo, you're on the program.
Yeah, I am, and I've helped develop the program too. So we've got a lot of good things coming up.
Well, such as?
So on February 21st is our annual research reporting conference, and so this is the meeting where all the different potato researchers from NDSU and University of Minnesota, we come together. We talk about the different research projects that we've worked on over the last year or two and try to answer the growers' questions on those specific projects. Wednesday and Thursday are part of the International Crop Expo. There's a potato section. And so on Wednesday, it's more of an industry day. We have representatives from the United Potato Growers of America, Potatoes USA, the National Potato Council that all fly in to speak to the growers, and then some companies speaking. And then Thursday is more of a educational day. So there we're talking a handful of different things. We got Daryl Richardson from NDSU and Don going to speak about weather patterns. David Suskowski from NDSU is going to talk about rules for draining excess water from North Dakota fields, because with all the excess water we've had, there's been a lot of tile drain and a lot of questions going on there.
Yeah. All right. Good stuff next week. So I would assume that anybody, any producer who has water and tile drainage concerns probably would learn a little bit at that seminar, even if they're not a potato grower.
Probably so, and they're welcome to join us if they'd like to.
All right. Well, the reason I gave you a call, Andy, is because I saw this beautiful picture on Twitter of your cultivar plot release, and in my kitchen at home, because my wife says so, we have nothing but Red River Valley Reds in the kitchen. We don't eat a single russet ever. So I sure like that. And so I also thank you for the work you do in growing the Reds. But every once in a while, I'll sneak a Yukon Gold in there. That's okay. So,
That's okay. All right. As long as you're eating North Dakota or Minnesota grown potatoes, we're all happy.
That's right. And we all should and do. So thank you very much, Andy, for the work you do. We'll see you in Grand Forks next week.
All right. Thanks, Vic. Appreciate it.
Yep. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.